In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You are in bondage. Even right now, you are in bondage to someone else. You are not your own, so you cannot do what you please, but you submit to the will of another. Someone else owns you, and you carry out the will of that master. So who is your master? Is it Christ or is it Satan? There are no other choices. Either you are in Satan's kingdom advancing his purpose, or you are in the kingdom of Christ working everything to his glory. There is no middle ground. It's either black or it's white. So whom do you serve? Whom do you trust to set you free from anxiety and anguish, deliver you from frailty and ailments, and finally restore your body to indescribable glory? Whom do you serve? This isn't some intellectual exercise about which religion makes you feel the best, or which religion makes you the most moral person for this life. Rather, it's a question of which religion, which master sets you free. Adam wanted to be free. He wanted a better life than what God had created for him, and he thought he knew what was best. So we see what happens when we do what we think is best. He exchanged the word of God for the word of the devil, the truth for a lie. He rejected his heavenly master, and instead he submitted to another master who promised freedom, joy, and happiness, but could only give slavery and misery. You are no different. You too want a better life for yourself. Things can always get better. Age takes a toll on your body and on your mind. No matter how old we are, we gradually are slowing down. You hear of school bus accidents that kill children and wonder why. What's next? How do we prevent such tragedies from happening? What do we do now? How do we stop it? How do we stop 5-year-olds from contracting cancer and other life-threatening diseases? It could be our children next, our grandchildren. It could be us. What's next? This life has so much to offer. God truly has given us tremendous blessings here. But it's like a porcelain figurine in a toddler's fingers, how quickly it can shatter. We're exhausted. Physically, we get tired. Mentally, we're drained. And even the best of us wants to know, how can we make this better? And that is Satan's deception. You can make your life better. Even as he convinced Adam that with a piece of fruit, he could make his life better. Now, you don't hear Satan whispering in your voice, but he speaks to you through this world. God helps those who help themselves. Good things happen to good people are axioms that even we get caught up in far too often. The problem is, it's just not true. It doesn't work in the real world. For we may be the most kind, loving, generous person that we know and others know and still get cancer. Or outwardly, we may be free from all ailments, free from all health problems. Our kids are happy and healthy. Financially, we're stable. But inwardly, we feel like we are wasting away. We're not always happy. Satan promises much, but he cannot deliver. He paints it as freedom. Do what makes you happy. If you just didn't have so many laws in the government or in the church, imagine how much more happier you could be. We forget that we were born in bondage to Satan, sin, and death. And we cannot set ourselves free any more than that donkey could have chosen to walk to Christ. Doing whatever we want is not freedom. Doing whatever we think is best for ourselves is actually slavery to the devil. Many religions promise inner peace. Many religions promise you a better life now and forever, but how can they make you free if their gods do not come down and die for you? How can they remove your anxiety and your anguish, your cancer, and any other ailment if their gods refuse to come down, take on human flesh, to take it all away from you? They can't. Empty promises. Nothing more than empty promises. This isn't some intellectual debate. This is a matter of life and death. Who sets you free? Everyone has a master. And those who go to those other religions, unfortunately, have the wrong master. And so Christ sends out his disciples to preach. He sends out his disciples to untie that donkey. It could not set itself free any more than you could set yourselves free. It had another master, but the Lord needed it. He was its true master. The Lord needed you. You. He is your master. So he untied the chains of sin, and he shattered the bonds of death. He plundered you from the devil's kingdom, and no one could stop him, for the Lord needed you. He wanted you as his own. And so he is the God who saw your misery, who saw the problems of life, and who came down as a man so that he might have shoulders to carry your sins, your sufferings, your pain, and whatever else may burden you. He wanted you to be perfect, and life is far from perfect. So he died on his cross to make you perfect. He removed all your sins, all of them, and with all sin removed, all anxieties and anguish, suffering, pain, chronic disease, and frailty are all gone, gone forever. It's a real and physical deliverance. For you are real and physical people. It's a real and physical deliverance because your God is a real and physical man. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. You are his. You are not free to do whatever you want, but your will is bound to him. You are tied to his desires. He has mounted your heart, even as he rode that colt. But please tell me how this can be a bad thing. He is not a harsh taskmaster beating you into submission, but he is a loving and gracious, forgiving and merciful master. He does not drive you along with whip and scourge, but he creates in you a new heart that seeks and desires to carry out his will. As you thank and praise, serve, and obey him for all that he has done for you. That is freedom. Being in bondage to Christ is freedom. Serving Christ is true freedom. For then no one can accuse you. No one can condemn you. No one can punish you. No one can assault you, afflict you, harm you, write you off in any way. For in Christ you are free from all accusations, both from the world and from the devil. In Christ you are also free from all pain and suffering and any other ailment. You are free because the Son has set you free. Yes, you still endure these things right now, but it's only for a brief moment. Compared to the time you will spend in eternity, it is quicker than the twinkling of an eye. Until then, we wait here. This isn't some mental exercise. This isn't about the intellect and what you know. It's about the reality of what he has done for you. Nothing owns you. Not frailty. Not chronic pain or illness. Not even sorrow, anxiety, or anguish. Nothing owns you. Only Christ owns you. He is your gracious master. So joyfully go with him. Eagerly serve him. Delight in his commandments, for they are more precious than gold. They are sweeter than honey. He has not made it difficult for you to know his will. He has laid them out there in front of you in those 10 commands. So live perfectly, even as he is perfect. For you are his. You are his, and nothing can ever change that. but you are not yet perfected. That sinful nature, that stubborn donkey, still is dragged along behind you. It does not want to cooperate. It doesn't want to submit to Christ. It doesn't want to carry out his will. It will never reform, never get any better, never love Jesus. And so that sinful flesh must be beaten and dragged along by threats and punishments of the law. It's a daily battle against your sinful flesh, and one that you know all too well. You desire to do what is right, but you have not always carried it out. But do not despair, for Christ is still leading you. Christ is still your master. He still controls and owns your body and soul, mind and spirit. You are his now and forever, and not even your sins can separate you from him. Yes, it's a daily struggle, but the outcome is certain. In Christ, the outcome is certain. Yes, it appears like you are headed toward a grave, but really nothing could be further from the truth. For you are headed toward freedom and toward life. And the moment you close your eyes in death, you now see that freedom and joy. You now see your gracious master forever. He is still Emmanuel. He is still the Son of Mary. He is still your God and Savior, the pierced one who won your salvation. Holy, 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 Lord God of heavenly hosts, the angels still sing. And the saints on earth respond, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. They urge him forward. You sing this same song and urge him forward to come to you. Hosanna means Lord, save. You cannot save yourself. You cannot untie yourself from the sin that pulled you down. He must save you. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Here, in consecrated bread, he hides. Here is your Lord and Master. Here is your Savior tucked away behind wine. Here he is present to break off those cords of sin and death once more and to set you free. A gracious master indeed. And yet you see none of it right now. Right now you live by faith. He is leading you toward an eternal city, an eternal Jerusalem, whose streets are paved with gold. Soon you will see those streets. Soon you will see the heavenly company of angels and saints. And soon you will be free from all anxieties and miseries of this world. And even then, your sinful flesh will be cut off from you forever. And you will truly be free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.